Yo, what up? And welcome to The Tailgate, an extension to a regular podcast where we get you hyped and ready for the game. I am your host, Smarts, alongside the always angry angel, his counterpart, Instigating George, and the man with some facts, Masa. This is The Tailgate.
Good evening. What's going on, gentlemen? Is it good evening? I don't even know if it's a good evening today, though.
Moderate evening.
Yeah. I'll say evening to y'all.
Just evening. Yeah, you're right. So it's Wednesday night. A couple hours after we got our ass whooped by Columbus. Like, for real? I mean, we got our ass whooped by Columbus, though.
It was bad.
It was really bad. I left the game recording. I was telling Rudy off air. I left the game recording. I got off late at work. I muted my phone. I did everything. I watched the game an hour later just for that.
No, it's
all right. Time today, right? I'm off at 4. No, I had work. I was like, man, I'm off tomorrow. I should most likely stay late, finish up what I got. I was like, nah, Galaxy play today. Let me rush home. Dog, I should have just stayed home and made some money, dog. Honestly.
Did it work? Yeah. All right. So let me break it down. It is the Tailgate Show. It is going to be a little longer today because we're going to talk about Columbus. And then we're going to finish off by getting into the preview for NYCFC on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Dignity Health Sports Park. But let's talk about Columbus. Let's talk about what the fuck happened, who's at fault, and where do we stand now?
I think there has to be more than one person at fault right now. But I think – from what I've read, and we'll get into it, I think there's a lot of fingers being pointed at the wrong people.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that online. And again, listen, if you guys are listeners to our show, you always hear me talking about we got some wild ass fans. You know what I mean? The Galaxy fans are just wild. Like anything goes wrong, and we're just, you know, throwing everybody down out the, you know, under the bus. But let's talk about the game a little bit. What do you guys think? Like, I mean, what happened?
The first 15 honest, minutes? Oh, what's up, Masa? Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. To be honest, I don't know what the fuck happened, bro. Like, real shit. That shit caught me completely off guard. Like, I was not expecting a performance like that from our team. I was just like, damn, dog, this shit's like Dallas.
Yeah.
But worse, because we have everybody.
And it's back. And it's back-to-back now, right? It's back-to-back that it caught us that way because we, I think two games in a row we've been confident going into the game. And, I mean...
Not only that, back-to-back, two games, six goals? Fuck out of here, dog. Like, that shit is ridiculous.
What were your thoughts, George? Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, everybody. Thank you guys for having me again and not putting a still picture up. Everyone thought it was my internet, huh?
All right. So I'm sorry I'm cut you off, but just real quick. I was supposed to say George, you know, hasn't landed, so we're just gonna put him up here so he could be with us. Unfortunately, we got into a show and I forgot to say it, so people are just bugging out. And you know, at that point, I didn't want to say no to everybody. People thought it was George, so I'm like, let it be George.
Once I got off the plane, I saw like, oh, let me see, they're still on live. And then I saw that picture. I'm like, oh, I guess it's an old episode, and I just didn't even think anything of it. Then you told me the story. I was like, damn, y'all some pieces of shit. Back to the game. The first 15 minutes, I think Columbus had, for the most part, Columbus had the most possession, but I didn't really think much of it. I thought we were just starting off slow. We were going to get into the groove of things. Jonah was doing the usual, running around, controlling the ball, opening on plays. Antuna was making runs here and there. I think the right side, we were a little low. But honestly, first 15, 20 minutes of the game, I said, okay, we're going to get a 1-0, get it out of here, and you know, let's take our points. As the game progressed, And we'll get into it, but I think once Jonah went down, the whole team put their head down.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And we could go ahead. So I'll say this. Carrasco up to today had been serving a purpose. I've been decent when he's come in. But having him play for the length that he played today shows, like, I mean, it's off the cliff of drop off. You know what I mean? Without Jonah in the field, yeesh, man, our team doesn't tick. You know what I mean? Our team doesn't tick without without Jonah.
When Jonah went off, question, did it look like Carrasco was playing in front of Steris and Polenta and they dropped Legette a little bit back? Or is that just me seeing that?
I think it's...
Circus sets the game, right?
I think it's just the quality that... And the big quality, though, that Jonathan gives us to Carrasco. I think Legette and Corona were forced to come back a little more. Yeah. Up until the... I think once we took Corona out and I forgot who... I think we put in Boateng in. I think then we went with two up top. So Legette had to drop more into the middle. But even before that, it just looked like once Jonah came out, everyone had to drop because Carrasco couldn't cover that area by himself. And I'm not even going to put that on Carrasco, dog. Carrasco, who's going to cover Jonathan?
I'm going to put it 100% on Carrasco because even if he's not he doesn't have the skill, he wasn't even as aware as Jonah is. And that's the problem.
And we were saying that was a position where a lot of people are fighting for. At the beginning of the season, we were saying because Perry Kitchen coming back, Carrasco, and who else? And Juni.
Yeah, but listen, first quarter of the season is been obvious that Jonah is the man there. You know what I mean? We've been clamoring him as probably the best midfielder in the whole league. So it was always going to be hard. I just really felt that Carrasco fell flat in his face with this game. You know what I mean? He just couldn't even compare. But let's talk about that first goal. You know, Chris, Hello Kitty Chris Sandoval.
People are bugging about that.
So Chris Sandoval says, I should have had the tweet available, but he said something about, like, it was Bingham's fault.
There was a glitch.
That he froze. I don't see it that way. I'll give you what I think, and then you guys let me know what you guys think. I think it was a good ball. It was a good ball that Sardes made a good run and got in between both defenders. It was a ball where, like, Bingham can't really come out and punch it out because it's, like, you know, towards near his chest. So it's an awkward place to really come out for it. He came out close down the angle, and Steris got a foot on it. Like, you know what I mean? I think it was just...
No. Jossie put it in.
Yossi, who did I say?
So Steris.
Sorry. That's what
I'm you're right. The pass was perfect. The pass caught Steris stepping forward, and the ball went behind him, and Polenta got beat on the run. I mean, it's simple. Jossie got a perfect touch on it. Bingham tried to come out and be big. I don't think that there's much that Bingham could do in that play. If anything, I would say at least a little from Polenta. Put a bot, like, don't you know? But it is what it is. I think it was just a good pass. It was a good play.
It split the center backs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I said, you know, I responded to him on Twitter and I said maybe Bingham could have done something, one or two things differently, right? But at that, though, like, I'm not going to put this goal on him. You know what I mean? Because I think he moved accordingly. And it just so happened that Yossi got there and put a foot on it and put it away from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. That was a perfect pass. There's no other way to explain it. Like, the perfect ball in between three people from our team right to where Yossi made that run.
When the Bingham, ball went in. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, Bingham is too... I'm not saying that he was in the wrong position, but he's too far back. So when he comes forward, he doesn't get there on time. Because by the time he gets to the front, it's like towards his knee area. And there's nothing he could do. Like, he comes out, he closes down, gives him no angle. And it passes Steris. And then it's right in between Steris and Polenta. Polenta reacts late, a little late, but it's still, the ball was too perfect. Yeah. Like, no one could, like, the only person that could have got there was Yossi, and he was the one who got there. Simple as that.
Again, I think what we take from that, it was a good pass. You know what I mean? The pass is really what broke down the center backs and got Steris off of his line.
I agree. And when the ball went in, was I the only one that had the of course type of course it had to be him that scored?
For sure. I legit laughed out loud.
Everything happened. I'm like, yep.
I legit laughed out loud because it had to be Sardes, right? They hadn't scored in five matches, something like that. And of course, he's going to score his goal on us, right? It just, you know, it's poetic a little bit.
We'll get to the second part of the poetics part.
Yeah, right. It was just, you know, But man, like, and here's the problem. When they scored on us, I didn't think we would. I don't think we'd come back. Most games, I've been really confident. Like, with scoring us, cool, we could fight through this. I didn't see it this game.
I still had a little hope after the first.
I had a little hope too.
I still had hope. Yeah. I still had hope. Jonas wasn't out by then, right?
No, it wasn't.
No, he still had hope.
Yeah, Jonah came in the 40th minute. I mean, Jonah went out the 40th minute. Carrasco came in the 40th. And they scored, I think, like the 30th. So, yeah, there was still time. But you know what? I didn't see the fight that I usually see from the boys. You know what I mean? Like, today I didn't see it.
I told Angel, he's just tired legs. And he's like, nah, fuck that, bro, bro, bro. Yeah. I'm like, bro, it's tired legs, dog. Whether you want to accept that or use an excuse or whatever the fuck, excuse or not excuse. Point is, the boys are tired.
Like, whether you can see it.
Frustration's there, though.
Yeah, whether you like there. Whether you like it or not, whether you think that the athletes should not be as tired as they are, is paying dividends that the travel and the amount of games they played in such a rapid concession, like, it's getting to them.
If and we'll get to the rest of the game, but if it's tired legs, do you think that there should be a rotation there? I see both sides of this argument because I rotate the players. We have depth, but at the same time, if everyone says they're available and ready to go, is it more of a time management thing? Is it more of GBS stepping in and saying, no, we're going to sit you out this game or we're going to manage your minutes? Like, where is the fine line in between that? Because I see both arguments. Personally, I think go out with your strongest lineup first 20, 30 minutes. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, you know, track back. And then go from there.
Well, see, I was on that boat. And we talked about it on Monday that I thought we were going to see a rotation. But seeing Carrasco come in and play for that long and seeing how he played, it's kind of hard for me to say rotate, right? I mean, the back line did rotate a little bit where we've seen Shelvick and Fulcher come in today. You probably could have seen people come in. I thought we were going to see people come in. But in the midfield, like, you can't do it.
You don't touch that.
I think it all came down to the New York game. I think if we would have walked away with 3 points in New York, I think we would have rotated most of the team for Wednesday's game.
And just give it up?
Yeah. Because if you would have gotten 3 points in New York and you could have possibly gotten one, or you could have taken that L in Columbus and you would have been like, oh, well, we got at least three out of six or four out of six. You know, it's not bad, but once we fucking fucked up in New York, and they were like, fuck, we need at least 3 points or at least a point to save her back, to take back home. And they didn't do that shit in New York, so I think that's why they didn't rotate. And I think that, honestly, we should have rotated. I don't care what anybody says, bro. Like,
we don't have the quality for it, though. That's my thing right now. We don't have the quality for it. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter, though.
I think it does.
I don't think it does. I think we could have rotated anybody, at least in the back line or in the midfield, and I think we could have done better than we did today.
I don't think we could do better.
We already took that ass whooping.
I know, but I don't think we could do better.
I don't think that we could rotate. Well, and I think to Rudy's point, if you rotate, the midfield is the last part that you rotate, and that's the hardest thing to do. Everyone knows. Shelvick, did he play last game?
No.
No, he didn't.
Did he? Yeah. Nah. So tired legs. It is what it is. He had a game's rest. And honestly, he was one of our poorest defenders, if not the poorest defender. Am I?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
100%.
I don't think so either.
I think he was. I think him and Rolf were pathetic this game.
I think Rolf going forward, he was pathetic.
Yes and no, because Rolf and they mentioned it on the broadcast. People understand that one on one, Rolf can't defend. That's why he's been tracking back. That's why he gives so much space. One on one,
bro.
Rolf is going to give you so much space, and everyone was taking him on one on one.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't agree either.
I don't agree either.
I honestly, that fool
Robinho was way faster than Rolf, dog, and not once did he take Rolf Fulcher one on one. I don't know what game you saw.
That's because Rolf was giving him so much space to do something with it.
But that's smart. That's positioning.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's positioning.
But when he backs up all the way into the corner box of the small goal, I don't agree with that either.
That's positioning. Listen, it's in front of you. You know what I mean? Like, if you know that your player is faster than you,
yeah,
you position yourself correctly to make sure he's always in front of you. You know what I mean? To give you the time to react.
Because if he bites, Wolf is fucked. So he didn't bite.
Yeah.
And
I agree. I think Rolf had a shit game.
But I agree 100%. He had a shit game, but not defensively.
No, exactly.
I think going forward, his crossing was shit today.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the worst the worst games I've seen him, at least when it comes to crossing the ball
going forward, yeah.
and making runs forward. I think it reminded me of that preseason game last year against San Jose.
And it was kind of like that. And same goes for Shovik. But you know what? With the difference that Shovik didn't get up far enough for me. I felt like in the previous games, we've seen him push up a lot higher than he did this game.
Shovik had an opportunity to score twice though.
But that wasn't him running down the wings. That was just him more a supporting cast.
The first one where he should have finished it with his right. He was right there.
He was involved in the play, but I don't think like whereas Felcher was getting looked at to get upfield and cross. Right, I felt like Shovik wasn't given that option as much as he usually does. Right,
when he did push up, Zlatan would check in instead of wait for the cross into the box, and then Shovik, I don't know if he's fucking scared of Zlatan or what the fuck, but his only option was always pass to Zlatan first, and I mean he did get a shot off a dope ass Shovik pass where Zlatan opened up on the top of the 18 and he took a shot and it went wide, but I mean. I don't think defensively Shovik or Rolf had a bad game. And like, all this fucking
when you give up three goals in defense, I'll have a bad game.
I don't agree.
Two goals. The first goal was perfectly placed.
No, but even so, second goal. So let's talk about the game. The second goal, right? Mm-hmm. How does Sardes drop off a ball with no pace into the middle of the field, and not one of our midfielders is there to make a challenge? How does, and listen, a little bit on defense too, because I think that Higuain just kind of waltz into a position where he did. But like when Sardes drops that ball off, when he lays it off for Higuain, it's soft. It's, I mean.
Super soft.
You know what I mean?
That was on Carrasco. So I take back what I said.
Carrasco.
I remember now.
Yep.
That was on Carrasco.
Yep.
Carrasco should have been there.
And that's my thing, right? Like if. I don't think it was a good pass, but because he had all that spacing, because the way he finished, Sardes looks like fucking Iniesta, right? Because the pass wasn't all that great. It was short. It was soft. But nobody in the midfield, and especially Carrasco, because I think that's Carrasco's, that's his area. That's where he needed to be at. Doesn't react to it.
Yeah, one followed the running guy, which is Higuain coming in. But also that's kind of to what I was saying where we give the player too much space. Daniel Sturridge takes a step to his right and he's more worried about the man running in. At that point, take the bite.
No. Listen, especially because you've been playing with Jonah in front of you, you expect your midfield to back you up there. You know what I mean? Like
they have to understand he wasn't in the game.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying though, right? Like that's my problem with the rotation now. Like after seeing this game, my problem with rotation is that our team changed a lot because we don't have Joana doing what he does. You know what I mean? So like Juni was not going to do that and Kitch is not going to do that. We are really relying on Joana to kind of make everything tick, to put everything together, to pressure and release.
Okay.
So the first goal I think was a great pass. The second goal I think midfield just kind of choked. Defense, the third goal just it collapsed.
He looks to see if the ball is crossed to Shelvick's side. He looks to see where the guy's at. There's no one running back. If that's a communication thing, who's supposed to be talking to who? The defender is always supposed to be talking to the midfielder to drop back.
Mm-hmm. If that's the case,
Shovik got ball watching.
Hector had way too much space. There's no way she had been more space. And I actually, the only thing I agree with you is that Shovik was pulled in too much centered and wasn't positioned right? Because I think he should have been a little more space in between him and Steris, right? Yeah, I think it was Steris. Whoever center back he was next to, he was way too close. He should have been spaced out more. So I agree. But at that point,
when the rebound comes again.
Yeah, he gets
that fucking lucky bounce. What the fuck?
Okay. But here, let me ask something. At that point, did it not seem to you that they just had no legs?
Yeah, they don't.
At least in my opinion, it seemed like they were just. They had no legs. You know when you play FIFA and your player doesn't have like his bar doesn't fill up anymore because he's dead. That's all. That was everybody in the galaxy. I mean,
then question: if you like, say that Shelvick wasn't pushing up enough to your liking, then he should have enough legs to either defend or to push up. Yeah. If you don't have enough legs, that means that you've been pushing up. And I'll give it to Rolf. If he was pushing up, that's why we usually give him shit for not being able to track back, because it is what it is. But Shelvick, we can't make an excuse for him not having legs if on the other side we're saying he didn't push up enough.
Listen, could he have done more? Was it a mistake? You could even call it a mistake, yeah. But you're not going to say the game falls on Shelvick.
Oh, no, not at all. You know what I mean? I'm saying Rolf and Shelvick were a huge part of this loss.
Mm. Yeah, I
can't agree with that. I think Donna coming out was a big part of our loss.
Even before
that, bro, we're just tired, dog. I don't know how more to say it, and GBS should have made a rotation.
But you can't, though.
We don't have the players to do it.
That's my stance.
Okay, no rotation. We took a L, and we lost Jonathan. That shit was worth it to you? I would have much rather take the L with Jonathan not play today at all.
But I don't think that's the attitude we're ever going to see from GBS and staff. You know what I mean? I honestly don't think we're ever going to be like, huh, let's set up for a draw, or let's go out and just take the L. You know what I mean? I don't think it was ever going to happen. I don't think Slata is going to...
One or two people.
But they changed two.
It was because Traore had a bad game and he got his fucking... He pulled his fucking hamstring. That's the only reason Shelvick came back in.
Cool. Listen, so let's say Shelvick's there and let's say people get to start over Sergio Spoleta. Either one, right?
I wouldn't even do that, though. But talking about the midfield itself.
But see, you can't. Like, that's the thing.
Why not? Midfield.
Because, listen, without Jonah there, we did nothing. We didn't even create or defend correctly, right? Steris comes in. Caress comes in and is a big-ass drop-off, right? Emma comes in. Emma? Really? Like, Emma's dog. If anybody's going to hate on Shelvick, anybody's going to hate on Steris, anybody's going to hate on Rolf, and not say anything about Emma, fuck out of here. Yeah, fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
People stuck on the fucking past, bro. They can't move forward. Once your reputation on the galaxy is, I guess, a little tainted, people don't know how to let that shit go.
Yeah. So to my point, to what I was trying to say, is like we saw with the players that came in today who potentially would have been the ones starting, with Carrasco and Emma as for some kind of rotation, we saw that they're not up for it. They're not up for playing at the same level as the players that are currently in. So you put GBS in a predicament that he doesn't want to lose these games. The players, he has to have some communication with the players saying, hey, are you good to go? I'm sure the players are starting 11. None of them are going to say, I'm tired.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You go with that. I don't think, and the thing is, like, I guarantee you, if this is September and Jonah fills that pool, Jonah's not coming out.
I think, yeah, he continues. You're right.
100%. You know what I mean? Jonah's not coming out. But because it is a May game, and because we do play on Saturday again, he filled the little pool. He said, you know what? I am leggy. I'm more tired than I thought I was. And I got this little pool right now. Let's call that a wrap.
But see, that was my issue, though. On Monday, that fool didn't practice. So why even risk him, dog? Like,
because you want to win the game. You want to win the game.
Dumb to me.
No, I don't think
so. If he takes the rest on Monday, if he says, I'll take a rest, can I play? What would you take?
Take the rest on Monday and then be like, you know what? We shouldn't risk him. We got a fucking home game 3 days from now. That shit is fucking stupid.
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with you.
Do we win without Jonah?
No.
Masa?
Can we win with him?
Yes.
We have.
To me, it's not worth it. Risking it. Like, that shit is dumb, bro. Listen, now, I'm not going to play on Saturday, dog.
And you don't know that. I don't think so.
We'll get to that. I don't think so.
I think play. We did score, right? Yeah, we scored. Oh, yeah. Steris scored.
Big Daniel Steris.
Of course, Steris scored. But overall... Overall, like that, you could even see when they scored the goal, it was just like, yeah, we scored a goal. Turn it around. You know what I mean? Like, it's wrapped at that point. I know I glanced over Jimenez's goal, but Jimenez scored a goal. So both Steris and Jimenez scoring. Yassi and Steris. Wow. Yassi and Jimenez scoring goals on us. You know, alumni players scoring goals on us. Which, you know, it's fitting. It's how it's done every single time we play against a player that played with us. They score on us. And that's it, guys. Two away games, six goals, 3 in favor. Now, coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. at home, we play against NYCFC, another East Coast team, another Eastern Conference team. What are we thinking? How? What are we thinking? And let's start off with lineups. What are we thinking for NYCFC?
I did not prepare for this.
I kind of did, but so the way that I'm going, I think it's going to be Polenta and Steris in the middle. People gets to start over Felcher on the right, and Shelvick gets to start on the left. In the midfield, I have Jonah. No, I'm sorry. In the midfield, I have Corona and Leggett. Does anyone know if Fabio has his visa yet?
No,
I don't know. No, I don't know. I hope he does.
Let's assume he does. I have him on top as the top of the triangle. I have Leggett on the right, Antuna on the left, and Zlatan up top. So the change that I see, huh?
Yeah, let me throw a wrench in your thing, dog. Fabio hasn't practiced with the team at all. You think he gets a start?
People and
what's his face? Had maybe minimal practice and they started.
But
Fabio hasn't started?
And played.
But Fabio traveled to New York and was there today and was there at Columbus. He's not playing, he's not dressing, but he was there.
Oh, he's practicing? I thought he was chilling right here.
And this is a GBS boy.
Yeah.
He's coming in with something. Yeah, so he's coming in with like at least something.
Yeah, no, okay, and then Zlatan on top, I assume, right?
Zlatan on top.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree with your back line. I think if anything, Steris or Polenta will get a. I don't even think so. I think the back end doesn't change. We might see Araujo, we might see Didi. Those are the two variables I think might change in the back line. In the middle, if Jonah's good, he's gonna go.
I don't think so.
I think if Jonah's good, he's gonna go. We'll see. But I think he's good. He's going to go. And I'd like to see Jonah, Corona, and Fabio if he's available. And yeah, I'll agree with you. I'll do Leggett, Antuna, and Zlatan on top. Leggett being out wide instead of being down the middle this time. So let's talk about NYCFC. Team that's now won. What they won the last game drawn against Orlando and won versus Fire, the last three. They beat DC and tied against Minnesota before that. So it's a team that's finding a way, I'll say. They look dynamic against Montreal, though, this past week. And when I was seeing their game, they're fluid as fuck. You know what I mean? Let me see how they... Because the way they line up, I think they're attacking mids and striker, kind of just move around. Like so, they're not necessarily stuck in the position. They just move around. So they'll come at you from different angles. And I'm interested to see. Yeah, so they play pretty much a 3-4-3, right? And their top three kind of just move around. And I'm interested to see how we can handle that with some tired legs, right? Because even with some rotation, I don't think everybody's going to be 100%. What do you guys think?
So you said their style of play is in the midfield?
So their top three, because they play 3-4-3, their top three move. Like, so there's not necessarily a center, a right, and a left. They kind of just, they're fluid. So they interchange positions often. You know what I mean? So their runs are not the same all the time. They kind of, you know, they move around a lot from the top.
If Rolf plays, I think that's going to be the side that they attack, because I've always said, and I feel that Rolf ball watches a lot, and he gets stuck drifting to the center of the field. I think this defense has good communication when it comes to with the two in the mid in the midfield, which is Polenta and Steris, and it lacks when anything else happens on the side. There was a play where Polenta took a bite and Jossie made a one touch to Higuain. Mm-hmm. And it was an offside play, or it was a pack. Like, if that's the type of ball that anyone that we stand up to play, I think we have a problem. And I think you mentioned that two or three games ago, if on the Houston game, mm-hmm. where if if they bite, we're fucked.
Yeah, because they find spaces.
Yep, and by the sound of things, if this team's always moving around, our defense is going to get challenged. Our defense is going to get challenged, and if they score early on us, it could be bad.
Well, we've lost the last two games. Well, the games we lost when they score first, right? Mm-hmm. So when the opposing team score first, we have a losing record. But we haven't lost at home.
Yeah,
you know, we haven't lost at home. I don't know, man. What I'm not really stressing who we have. I'm stressing the condition that we're in for this game. All right, it's Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday.
The team gets home tonight.
Yeah.
Practices tomorrow. Practices Friday.
And the play on
Saturday. Early game Saturday.
Yeah.
Early game. We have to mention that it's a 1 p.m. game, so they don't even get the day to rest when it's usually a home game when it's a 7 p.m. game.
Yeah.
7 or 5 p.m., they still have more time to rest. 1 p.m., it's going to affect the legs, but like we said, are we going to – if the players are coming up to GBS and saying, I'm 100%, I'm ready to play, are you going to say no to a Jonah? Are you going to say no to a Zlatan? And if you are, then you have to be able to look at your players and say, all right, who's next up?
Yeah.
If Zlatan sits out, then – That means we're really fucking up the rotation and putting Antuna up top. We're putting Emma to the left.
Well, I think we can also put if Fabio plays, we have the opportunity to put Panias up top, right? And just it's not like for like, but you know what I mean, it will move less of the team. Listen, if we don't have today's game, we don't have Columbus game, and we lost against New York Red Bulls on Saturday. And then our next game was this weekend versus NYCFC. I would feel confident again, right? I'd be like, yeah, we they'll pick it up after that. But we're coming off of two L's and one pretty bad. Like the Rebel one, we were in it. Columbus one, we were never in it. And now we play NYCFC with no games in hand. So now we're even at points in the Western Conference, even in games in the Western Conference with Trash FC. Mm-hmm. Right, it kind of did a choke job. So I'm a Arsenal fan when I'm not a Galaxy fan, and Arsenal had opportunity to go fourth 3 weeks in a row because all the other teams choked, and they couldn't pull the trigger. Galaxy making me feel that way, dog. Two games in less than a week where we could have taken that first place seed in the West.
Question: so I just looked at the schedule after the May 11th game. Our next game is 8 days away. 8 days after that. So if you're GBS, you say, let's go out there and get these 3 points and these players have 8 days to rest? Or do you say, nah, I saw what our team just did on Wednesday. They're all tired. Let's mix it up.
Nah. At home?
Yeah, at home, no.
At home, after the record we had at home right now, you have to throw it out there. You have to be like, yeah, and I think you tell that to your team too, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Fuck it, we lost some away games. But at home, we're not getting beaten. Now at home, we got to take that W. And hopefully the players get up for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Say some shit like, get these 3 points, you get Sunday and Monday off, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
See you on Tuesday.
Figure some shit out.
Get these 3 points. Yeah.
All right. Let's do some predictions. Angel phoned his prediction in. He couldn't make it today. He has some shit going on. But he's calling a 3-1 victory for the Galaxy. He didn't say. Yeah. So let's say 2 goals from Bingham and a goal from...
Daniel Sturridge.
And go for
Nah. Hell no. That's actually giving him a go. Let's say 2 from Bingham, 1 from Gustavo, GBS.
Stupid. I go with it, though. All right. That's how it's going to go. All right. What do you guys got?
Go, Masa, because I'm writing this down.
All right. I'm going to say 2-1 LA Galaxy with goals from Sturridge and Zlatan.
Fuck, Sturridge is a fucking...
Yeah, man.
All right, Rudy, you got 2-1, Sturridge, Zlatan?
I'm going to go 4-0, Galaxy. I think Zlatan gets a hat-trick, and Tuna adds the other.
4-0. All right, I will go... 2... I'll go 1-0. Single goal by Zlatan.
None of us are concerned or think we could drop some points at home, huh?
This is a Galaxy podcast.
Exactly. Yep. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yep.
Deep down inside, I'm worried, dog, but you ain't gonna hear me say that.
Like that,
that
meme. Tengo miedo. Tengo miedo.
¿Quién dijo miedo, papá? ¿Quién dijo miedo?
Oh, man. All right. I see it. All right. Angel didn't drop any HB plugs, but tailgate starts at 10, I think.
By the way we work, I think people will be there by 8 a.m. But yeah, let's go with 10.
I think officially it starts at 10. Get there early. Listen, our boys are coming back from two back-to-back losses, big L's. Let's make sure we get there and remind them that at home we don't lose. You know what I mean? At home we win. So let's get out there. I know it's an early game.
There is an ACB plug that I from the top of my head. They're doing a drop-off of hygiene products for women at the tailgate.
Mother's Day.
Partnering up with Meow Defense Shop and Multitude. Shout out Multitude. In honor of Mother's Day.
Yep.
So if you guys have anything, they're collecting hygiene, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, small soap, toothbrush, the shit that none of y'all use, bring it over.
Yeah, man. Definitely good cause. Mother's Day coming up too. So let's get there early, get a little drink on. It's an early game. So, you know what I mean? It's dope. Get there, watch the game, get drunk, get home with or you have the rest of the day to do shit, turn up some more. But let's go. We need this win. We need to support at the game. We need to support the stadium. So get there. Like I said, Angel didn't give me no notes on drops. So with that being said, this is another episode of The Tailgate. I'm Smarts on Twitch. I am Smarts on the Gram. I'm Smarts on Twitter. Follow your boy.
Shameless plug. This is George, JN Defeated 7. Glad to be back.
Peace, love, and Jesus up.